right now panel some more questions for you from the week's news.
Carrie, confirming what the right-wing punditocracy has long feared, this week the New York Post outed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, that liberal, hippie-loving communist, as a huge fan of what?
Is it some fan of...
You can't go wrong with pay raises.
I'll give you a hand. We expect her to introduce a resolution in Congress declaring this the age of Aquarius.
She's a fan of Hair?
Yes, she is a big fan of the musical Hair. She and her husband go to New York, and they get tickets to see the new Broadway production of Hair, which is bad enough. This is, of course, the radical hippie musical, which is now 40 years old and charging $100 a ticket. Anyway, as it turns out...
But it's not the original cast, though, which is good for the new
scene. Oh, Lord.
Thank God.
Turns out Speaker Pelosi is a huge fan of the musical Hair. She was seen singing along to all the songs, including Oh, Please Let It Be True, Sodomy. And then she ran up on stage in the show's climactic be-in, you know, when they invite everybody on the stage at the end of the show. So there was the Speaker of the House dancing around on stage. After some criticism, though, of her musical tastes, in order to show some balance, she then went to see the musical Miss Saigon and was seen throwing refugees off the helicopter at the climax of that show. Tom, corporate performance coach Jenny Evans has come out with a new exercise program. It's built around an activity called resisting a thrusting ball. Ms. Evans says this exercise is a must for those people who want what?
Bonuses.
No.
Resisting a thrusting
ball. Yeah, like you're doing this with your arms.
Right.
You need to do this if you want what?
Nice, firm boobs.
No.
If you want, this is a business.
It's the latest craze. She's a business coach, but this is a craze in physical fitness that just got set off. She says, "This if you're gonna, if, this is the best way to get what?
This is the best way to get carpal tunnel syndrome.
No, you do this for a couple months, then you too can wear those wonderful sleeveless sheath dresses.
Michelle Obama arms.
Michelle Obama arms.
Right.
That's what everybody wants." It seems like only yesterday that the First Lady first introduced us to her biceps. On the right, liberty. On the left, the pursuit of happiness. So, it's, as you know, it's a huge thing. So, Jenny Evans came up with this exercise regime to help women achieve Obama-licious arms. In addition to the thrust ball exercises, she recommends curls, you know, holding a medicine ball straight out in front of you, and this is the most difficult exercise perfected by Michelle Obama, holding yourself absolutely still while grinning in devotion towards your husband when all you really want to do is go curl up with a nice Merlot and watch Grey's Anatomy. Paul, the housing crisis has left homes across the country empty, their lawns brown and unkempt. One California town has a solution to this foreclosure blight in their neighborhoods. What is it?
Tent cities.
No? Oh, that'll make any neighborhood seem much more...
They come in such festive colors.
And if I may show you over here, we have the open-air latrine pits. No.
It's all how you sell it in the ad.
I guess so. No, we imagine that this was inspired by that spray-on hair for baldness.
Yes. This is the idea. This is where they... it's actually from the movie business. They're spraying the lawns green.
That's it. They're spray-on green on the lawns is what they're doing. It's the town of Paris. They've already started the program. They're spray painting the brown lawns of several homes to create the illusion that someone is living there taking care of the lawn. It costs about $500 to turn one lawn green. That's a lot of money once you get through a neighborhood. So for communities that don't have that much in their city coffers, we have a suggestion. All you need to do is grow the grass in the lawn next door extra high, and then, if you will, bend it over, comb it over, if you will, onto the lawn of the affected house. We promise no one can tell.
Well, it seems like for $500 a lawn, you could, like, just water it and mow it for a while, you know?
I'm just thinking the guy standing out there, I'm not just the gardener, I own the company. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching,
smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass.